With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is freezing child care funds to Minnesota after a series of fraud schemes.
The move follows years of investigation that began with a $300 million scheme at the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, for which 57 defendants have been convicted. Prosecutors said the organization was at the center of the country's largest COVID-19-related fraud scam, in which defendants exploited a state-run, federally funded program intended to provide food for children. Earlier this month, the federal prosecutor alleged half or more of the roughly $18 billion in federal funds that supported 14 programs in Minnesota may have been stolen. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal district court says the White House cannot defund the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At issue is whether President Trump's budget director can effectively shut down the agency and lay off all of its employees. The judge said the White House cannot lapse in its funding of the bureau and that the government must continue to pay employees. Since Donald Trump took office in January, the Consumer Finance Agency has largely been inoperable as the administration has sought to close it down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The channel was a no-go today.
Travelers between France and Britain are scrambling for other options after Eurostar indefinitely suspended its services. Power problems and a stuck train are being blamed for stopping rail traffic through the channel tunnel connecting the UK and continental Europe.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 94 points. The Nasdaq dropped 55, with the S&P 500 index lower by 9 points. This is SRN News. Are you going to church on New Year's Eve?
It's not such an unusual idea. A growing number of congregations in this country are holding services, concerts, and other events as a means of ringing in the new year. One motivation is to corporately bless the coming year. Another is to steer younger people away from New Year's Eve events that might focus more on alcohol. Many black churches have a long history of worshiping on the last day of the year, going all the way back to emancipation in 1862. Michael Harrington reporting.
At a church in Syria where a Muslim terror attack killed 25 people in June, hundreds of worshipers gathered at Christmas to remember those they lost and to reaffirm their faith. With a small detail of security forces standing guard outside, members of Mar Elias Church held services last week and lit an image of a Christmas tree which was hung with pictures of those who were killed in the attack. This is SRN News. A new year will mean a new era at the legendary company known as Berkshire Hathaway. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Warren Buffett isn't going anywhere. He'll remain chairman and plans to continue coming into the office every day. He's turning over the top spot to Greg Abel. Investors will be watching closely to see what changes Abel might make in Berkshire's trajectory, but they don't expect any seismic shifts. Buffett grew Berkshire from a struggling New England textile mill that he started buying for up to $7.60 a share in 1962 to the massive conglomerate that it is today, with shares that go from more than $750,000 a pop. Abel has already shown himself to be a more hands-on manager than Buffett, but he still follows the Berkshire model of autonomy for acquired companies. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.